Philip Semple, PhD, surgeon care. Today's date is 05-26-2022. Dictation is 4. Peyton Patterson. Patterson spells P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. Peyton spells P-A-Y-T-O-N. Date of birth is 08-23-2019. This is a 2-year-old child accompanied by grandma here with fever, cough, runny nose, period. Grandma says this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 4 days. Stated that she brought child in because of increased temperature. She said child's temperature was 102. She gave Tylenol, which helped, but came in because whenever she coughs, it looks like her cough is wet and her nose has thick green discharge, period. She said child is drinking okay, but is tolerating less solids, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Allergies, none. Medication is none. Review systems, decrease activities. Denies hair pulling or complaining of ear pain. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 88 over 66. Pulse 121, 18 respiration. Temperature 99.0, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, pharynx, and tonsils, and uvula. Uvula is midline and mobile with no exudates, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no medial signs. She has tender and palpable anterior nodes and anterior cervical nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, patient is not in respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, patient is tachycardic at 121. No peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, no hernia. No rigidity, period. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. Child bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. Mood and effect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is acute bronchitis. Number two, acute rhinitis. Number three, acute cough. Number four, acute pharyngitis, period. And next paragraph, strep test was done. Clearing strep test is negative. Next paragraph, flu B and A and B were done also. And these tests were both negative, period. Next paragraph, child will be sent home with antibiotics. She appears to have a sinus infection with green discharge from her nose. Her breath smells, period. And with all the other findings, I think the show will benefit from antibiotics. She was prescribed amoxicillin 250/5 mL, 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days, number 150 mL. Next medication, Brompheb, DM 2/10/30/5 mL, 2.5 mL. POBID for 10 days, number 50 mils. Next medication, ibuprofen, 100/5 mL. She will take 6 mils. TID, PRN for fever. Pain, number 150 mils. Grandma was given the chance for questions. She says she has none. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nursing emergency room if we're closed. End of quotation.